The Life Plan, Simple Strategies for a Meaningful Life, written and read by Shanna Kennedy. This book will show you my simple tools to make life bigger, better, more meaningful and whole, and healthier both personally and professionally. My approach is for optimal living in all areas of my life. The business of me is first and foremost. Everything else comes after that. Throughout my years of coaching, I have found that most of my clients share one commonality. They don't need motivation. They're very successful people and they know what they need to do to reach their goals. What they actually require is for things to be simplified so they can get back to the foundations of who they are, dig themselves out of the clutter to find clarity and purpose in their daily routines, and live a full life without self-destructing in the process. In this book, I share the tools I've developed with my clients over the years to help them do that. My life has been a truly big journey. I think I wanted that from the day I was born. When I saw the movie Wall Street in 1987, I was 17 years old and trying to decide what to do with my life. All of that power, wealth, and success was hugely appealing to my adolescent self, so I committed to getting a job at a high-profile stockbroking firm, and I pulled it off. But there was increasing pressure to gain a degree, and I really hated studying, so after a few years, I chose more life experience and began looking for my next chapter. Age 21, I set off to explore the world. I backpacked around Europe, the Middle East, and parts of Africa, working my way through kitchens and bars. I slept under the stars, high in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco, dozed on a small wooden boat on the River Nile, swam in the Dead Sea, and waitressed in the ski resort of Muren, Switzerland, home of the James Bond 007 revolving restaurant. I hitchhiked through Spain, sleeping on many rooftops and staying everywhere from basic rooms to the odd grand castle. It was the most wonderful adventure. After 2 years, I came home and went back to the stockbroking firm, but I didn't feel challenged. Trying to be very true to myself, I decided to swap numbers and stress for something completely different and took up an assistant role in a golf management company. Soon, I was negotiating contracts, managing professional golfers, travelling on tours, organising corporate golf days, and learning everything there was to know about running a business from the ground up. It was a time of major growth. Then, as often happens when you least expect it, life threw me a curveball and I was asked to join a high-profile sports eyewear company as their sponsorship and PR manager. Overnight, I went from managing a dozen golfers to working with more than 100 world-class athletes in Australia and internationally. By most people's definition of success, I was living the dream. It was exhilarating, satisfying, demanding all at once. It was also incredibly intense.